The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus. One of the big struggles for disciples in the first century was a question of identity. Who are we? That's what the question of circumcision is all about. Whenever you hear Paul talking about circumcision, it's a question of identity. Who are we? Do we have to convert to Judaism in order to be a disciple? Must we follow the law in order to follow Jesus? Now, by the end of the first century, the Christian communities answered this question with a resounding no. But in the middle of the first century, when Paul is writing to the church in Galatia, it's still something that they're struggling with. Paul's letter is a response to this community. There were some that were pushing the notion that to prove that you are a real disciple, to show that you are an uber disciple, you have to be circumcised and follow the Mosaic law. And it makes sense. After all, Jesus was a Jew. All of his early disciples were Jews. This is how to be an authentic disciple. And Paul's response: what a bunch of baloney. To paraphrase Paul, to sum up the letter: I am Paul. I have encountered the risen Christ. He made me an apostle. I have hammered out this notion, this way of thinking with the pillars of the church. I have suffered for his sake. And the answer is baptism. It's all about baptism. For neither does circumcision mean anything, nor does uncircumcision, but only a new creation. A new creation for Paul is baptism. We become a new creation through those waters of rebirth. For Paul, it's always about baptism. Everything is about baptism. Paul's way of thinking Baptism is most unique. Baptism is a game changer. It's life changing. It's transformative. It transforms one to the core of their being. They are made a new creation. Baptism is about death. Dying to an old way of life. Dying to self. Dying to sin. Dying to selfishness. It's about life. New life. Resurrected life. Living not for self, but living always for Christ. It's about resurrection. Experiencing a taste of the resurrection. It's about being promised resurrection to the full. Something that we are promised that we will experience. Baptism is about relationship. New relationship. New bonds formed with all those who have been baptized. It's about being brought into a community of believers, being incorporated into the body of Christ. It's a new relationship with God. We're able to cry out, Abba, Father. We are made his adopted children. We are heirs to the kingdom. We are given a new mission at baptism. Follow me in all that we do, all that we say. We are disciples. We put Jesus first. We follow him. We don't follow anyone or anything else. Baptism is given a new purpose in life, a new mission in life, to love. Love one another. Love God, love neighbor. Proclaim good news everywhere you go. Be good news wherever you go. Baptism is the most important thing that happens in a disciple's life for Paul. My favorite part of the baptismal rite is just before we dunk the child or the adult. Leading up to this time, we've been asking them, okay, what do you want to do? Are you ready for this? Oh, we want to be baptized. And just before that, we ask again, is it your will that this child should be baptized? Is it your will that you be baptized? We ask because this is a life-changing event. From here on out, everything is going to be different. It's not just a nice ceremony. It's not a coming out party. It's a transforming experience with new expectations, new responsibilities, a new life. 2,000 years later, for the disciple, the answer is still baptism. Baptism is always the answer. In every situation that we find ourselves, in every struggle that we have, it's all about baptism. Our baptism. The new life. New way of being. New expectations. New responsibilities that come with it.